This is your wake up call.
Wake up. The Breakfast Club, the show you love to hate. From the East to the West Coast.
DJ Envy.
Angela Yee.
Charlamagne Tha God.
The realest show on the planet.
This is why I respect this show, because this is a voice to society.
Changing the game.
You guys are the coveted morning show, but y'all earned it.
Impacting the culture.
They wake up in the morning and they want to hear that Breakfast Club.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
Good morning.
Good morning, yee.
Happy Thursday.
It's Thursday. Weekend is almost here.
Yeah, it is. And we are about to go to Vegas for the iHeart Festival.
That's right, the iHeart Radio Music Festival happens this weekend in Vegas, Friday, Saturday. I'll be there Sunday doing a pool party as well. I'm excited about that. This is like the third time I've been in Vegas in like the last 5 weeks.
Yeah, it feels good, right?
Yeah, Vegas has been good to me, so I'm excited about that. What you do yesterday? Anything?
I kind of try to take the day before we leave to just get my life together, like clean my house, do my laundry, pack.
I wasn't successful.
And do everything I got to do. And actually, today I'm headed out to D.C. also, and I'll be on this panel. I'll be out there. It should be pretty exciting. Demetria Lucas-Doily is going to be doing a one-on-one with me first, and then they have a panel, and it's all about a creating and owning content. It's about digital media.
Okay.
And being a media mogul. So that is with the Congressional Black Caucus.
Dope. Yeah, I'm the same with you. Yesterday I tried to get my life together, try to clean up and pack.
That's what I was doing.
I did a good job. All I was able to do was get a haircut. That's all I successfully did yesterday.
You know, sometimes you get so busy, and one thing that bothers me is when my house is a mess.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like I had clothes everywhere. I just haven't been home to just get it together. So I made sure that I cleared my whole day. I got home around 4 o'clock, and for the rest of the day, I just dealt with things in my house.
Right. And since I've been running so crazy, I got to keep an eye on my kids, because Thursday and Friday, they're off for school. Well, today and tomorrow, they're off for school.
Oh, it's a Jewish holiday.
It's Rosh Hashanah? Is that how you say it? Rosh Hashanah. So the kids are off. And because they're off, they're like, Dad, I'm going to the movies. So I had to make sure that... He was like, I'm going to movies with the football team. I said, yeah, all right. So when I dropped him off, there were members of the football team there, but there was also a group of girls there. So I was like, I'm going to pick you up. No, Tommy's parents can't drive you home. I'm going to pick you up. So I watched you, Logan, and then Madison had a party last night, too. Oh,
wow,
Dad, I'm going to a party.
In.
And then Madison tried to joke. She was like, yeah, Dad, it's going to be a cool party. We're going to be drinking and smoking and everything. I said, what? She's like, just joking, Dad. I said, yeah, all right, I'm taking you to that party, too. And I'm picking you up. And I'm smelling all you and your friends' breath. But they was all cool. She's a good girl. So
unless they have halitosis, then that really sucks for you.
Yeah, right? Pretty much. Anyway, let's get the show cracking. Now, comedian Gary Owen will be joining us. So we'll kick it with Gary Owen. Also, if you want to come to New York to Powerhouse NYC to see Cardi B, Migos, French Montana, The Weeknd, and me, DJ Envy, and friends. I got some special friends coming out. Everybody's almost confirmed. I got one more person to confirm. It's going to be an amazing show.
And Charlamagne's just running late, right? He's here.
Yes.
He'll be here.
He's running a little late. All right, well, let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what are we talking about?
Devastation in Puerto Rico. We'll tell you about Hurricane Maria and how it's affected a lot of the Caribbean, too.
Okay. All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. It's Cardi B. Bodak Yellow.
Cardi B should be number one today.
I hope so.
Is the block still hot? From Kev?
It got a little hot yesterday for a little bit.
A little bit, right? The block cooled down a little bit, though. Block still hot, just a little bit. We keep telling people I'm going to Vegas this weekend. They're like, for what? Why? I'm like, my wife's going to be with me.
I don't say that. Okay. I'm like, me and the wife's going to Vegas.
There you go. That's what I got to start saying. Yep. Sell it as a package deal from the beginning.
All right. Well, let's get some front page news. Now, tonight, Thursday night, football. The Rams play the San Francisco 49ers.
I don't know if I'm boycotting football this week.
Well, I am tonight.
It all depends. Yeah, me too. I'm definitely boycotting it today.
I'm boycotting it tonight.
Depends what my Cowboys do on Sunday.
Hey, you got to be consistent.
Nope.
Mm-mm. Well, let's talk about this hurricane.
Right, well, Hurricane Maria for Puerto Rico, they are 100% without power right now.
That's messed up, man.
Yes, they said it's the most devastating storm to hit the island this century, if not in modern history. And it could take months for everybody to get their power back because the energy grid took such a severe blow. Now, in Dominica, at least 14 people are dead after the hurricane went through there.
They said it's pretty bad. That's where my father's from, my grandfather's from.
Right, so also in the Virgin Islands, in the U.S. Virgin Islands and the British Virgin Islands, a lot of destruction there as well. So there are ways that you can help. Tim Duncan is actually from St. Croix, and here's what he had to say.
We started an organization that is raising funds. You can go to 21USVIHurricaneHelp.com and get the information there. You can donate there. We are collecting supplies. We are looking for corporations to help us raise money as well and to get planes to get the product down there in a timely fashion. That's been our biggest challenge.
Salute to Tim Duncan, man. Mm-hmm. Please, just Tim Duncan, just don't donate no clothes. Don't donate no clothes. You don't need no flannel shirts, no big baggy denim jeans.
He can't donate
okay?
no clothes.
Okay, please. Tim Duncan's the only man that wears high-waisted denim jeans.
But how could they have no power for possibly 6 months? That seems like a long time.
It's an island, man. Same thing with Anguilla.
Well, what they're saying in Puerto Rico is that their grid is really old, and they already had some financial issues on the island. Mm-hmm. So they're saying that it's been a long recession there. They're in debt. They have a state-owned power grid. It's old, mishandled, it's weak, so they just weren't prepared for anything like this to happen.
Wow. Everybody pick an island in the Caribbean that you are fond of and, you know, assist them in some way, shape, or form. Because I'm definitely going to do my part for Anguilla. I love Anguilla.
Yeah, I'm going to do the same for St. Martin and, of course, Dominica. What is how do you pronounce it? I don't even know how to pronounce it.
Dominica.
But I just don't know what to do. Like, you can't send supplies. Does the money get to the right place? Because they can't buy anything because everything is pretty much destroyed.
Duncan just gave you some information on his fund that he has there, 21USVI Hurricane Help. And you can go there and donate. They're collecting supplies. They're looking for corporations to help raise money. And they're also trying to make sure they get the planes to get the product down there in a timely fashion. So you can probably get some information there at least. And I know in St. Martin, Rolando, who is the Minister of Tourism there, they also have a fund that I posted on Twitter that you can help them with also.
Yeah, I've been talking to my guy Hayden in Anguilla. He said his biggest thing is the kids because, mm-hmm. like, the schools got destroyed really bad and the hospital, I believe it was.
Wow.
So he just wants to, you know, get money to fix those institutions up.
All right. And what else we got on front page news, G?
Well, they're saying there was no video of Kanika Jenkins entering the freezer where she was found dead. Now, that video does not exist because there's no video camera that's trained right on the freezer in that hotel kitchen. There's all the footage that you guys have seen that's been released, and there's video time codes that indicate that she roamed around the hotel for more than an hour, but you cannot literally see her walking into the freezer, which is what her mother really wants to see, but the hotel is saying that won't happen because it just does not exist. They still have not released the autopsy and toxicology results.
So that kitchen that she was in, that wasn't where the freezer was at?
Show the actual her walking into the actual freezer. They showed her in the kitchen, but I guess wherever the walk-in freezer mm-hmm. is, there was no camera directly on that.
But even when they showed her in the freezer, she was by herself, still wandering around.
Well, in the kitchen, you mean?
Yeah, in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yep. It's crazy that she did wander around for more than an hour.
And yeah, nobody seen.
Nobody that works nobody at the hotel knew. Doing
People be minding their business. That's why we got to get back to being more human. You know what I'm saying? When you're human, you pay attention to the struggles of other people.
Right.
They also say hotels don't have a lot of staff late at night, so people might not just
overlook the cameras and mm-hmm. stuff. All right. Well, that's front page news. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. Maybe you had a bad night, bad morning, or maybe you feel blessed and you want to spread some positivity. Whatever it may be. 800-585-1051. Hit us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Wake up, wake up. Wake your ass.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Get it off your chest.
Good morning. I want to call and tell people why I'm mad.
Why you mad, though? Why you mad?
I'm mad because I work for a company, and every time it's a disaster, the only people they support is Red Cross. Not coming down on Red Cross, but as we know, the CEOs of Red Cross get most of that money. They are only supposed to donate 30% of that. So half of the money that we do donate do not go to the people that need this money. So I really want to challenge my company that I work for to support one of the alleys. Like, but I just don't know how to do it without them coming down on me.
Yeah, I think a lot of people go to the Red Cross just because that's like,
it's,
you know,
convenient.
It's top
easy.
Of the mind.
You can text right to the number. It's easy. Yeah. You heard of it. They do great marketing. Mm-hmm.
But what I've learned is that you should always give your money to people on the ground that are actually doing the work.
Absolutely.
I think that churches in the community are really good. You know, for me in Houston, my guy Trey the Truth, Trey is still out there working.
Mm-hmm.
Trey has devoted his time to helping Houston rebuild. So you can always find somebody to give the money to help directly.
Hello, who's this?
This is Christian Green. How you doing today, man?
Christian, what's up, man? Get it off your chest, bro.
Well, good morning to everyone else, first of all.
Good
God
morning.
Bless all you guys and all the people. I just want to get off my chest that I've been chasing my father's love for the last 46 years, and I have 5 beautiful kids that I raised with my wife, and he's not having been in their life, and today I'm just going to get everything, man, and stop stressing myself out.
You should
just cut it loose. I'm not going to get in a relationship with him. I'm not going to get one, you know?
You should have did that a long time ago,
yeah,
bro.
It took you that long to realize that?
Yeah, no, it took a long time, Charlamagne, man. I've been in my people's lives in Detroit. I was taking my kids around them and everything, but my sister always got mad at me because I was giving up on them all these years, trying to do the best thing I can, but I can't do it no more, bro.
That sounds heartbreaking, man. You want somebody to play catch with? I'll play catch with you, man.
Oh, stop it. He's 46 years old.
I don't play chess, brother, but it's all right, though.
All right, have a good one, man. And you sound down, man. Don't be down. You got beautiful kids, man. And enjoy the time with your kids.
Yeah, they're gorgeous, man. They're gorgeous people, man. They're all good. My daughter's about to graduate from Canisius and with honors and everything. So
that's
I'm all right, man.
Listen,
you know
man,
what I'm saying?
Do you know how to tie a tie?
Excuse me?
You know how to tie a tie?
Yeah, I know how to tie a tie, bro.
You know how to shave?
Yes, sir.
You good. You don't need no daddy.
All right. Yes, sir.
Have a good one.
Have a good day,
take
sir.
It easy.
You sound like you was about to cry, man.
Exactly. But listen, man, when you're a man, you know, you first of all, you learn how to have kids. You learn how to tie a tie. You learn how to shave. You good. Good, bro.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. You need to vent. Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Get it. Pick up the mother phone and dial.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So you better have the same energy.
Yeah.
Hello, who's this?
This is Trav.
Hey, Trav, get it off your chest,
oh
bro.
Oh, God. Hey, Trav.
Charlamagne.
What's up?
Hey,
you. Trav. Good morning. How are you, hun?
How are you this
morning? I'm doing good.
How are you this morning, sis?
Why are you mad this morning, bro?
Look, I just need to get this off my chest, because when I say I'm so tired of Nicki Minaj fans, a.k.a. the Barbs, out here commenting on every single post that has to do with Cardi B, I just need to get this. Let's get something straight. I like Nicki. But everybody knows she's frozen out here in these hip-hop streets. And her
she's
fans,
cold.
Is seriously, she cold. She having a very wintry
she
2017.
She is not cold. Rake
she's
It
cold,
Up was
man.
The number one record.
And
it's now
Envy
top three.
Envy, stop it. And everybody keeps saying, oh, what culture does Cardi B rep? She represents the hip-hop culture. Everybody act like that Cardi B is not a minority. And one, she grew her following organically and without a gimmick. Because everybody know that when Nicki first came out, she was looking like the hip-hop it at award shows. She was looking crazy.
Well, now, why do we have to compare Nicki and Cardi?
Yeah,
I'm
not going to diss Nicki. You know what I'm saying? I still like Nicki, but she is cold musically out here. But I do think it's very petty that every time it's a Cardi B post, the Barbs do like go crazy.
They
like,
go
like,
crazy.
Why?
Like, have you ever seen like every single post is like they like, oh, let's stream Taylor Swift so we can block Cardi B. And it's like, y'all don't have to do that.
Well, I can't everybody just be happy that
know,
two
right?
women
it's hip-hop.
Are winning.
Word up, it's hip-hop. Let Cardi go number one. And like one of the Barbs said to me the other day, they was like, stop spreading lies. It hasn't been 23 years since Lauryn Hill had a number one record. I'm like, it was actually 19, you know, but what's the difference? It's still a long-ass time since a female rapper had a number one without a feature.
At the end of the day, I hope Nicki listening to this. Nicki, you cold, girl.
She is
oh
not cold.
Gosh.
She is not cold.
That's and why, the Barbs to get over it.
That's why she cold, because we keep telling her that she's not cold.
She's not cold. Rake It Up is the top three records.
That's Yo Gotti's record.
But she's on it and she's spitting.
So why you just going to miss all the records she put out this year? She put out 4 records this year.
She did.
Okay. Where
but
they
she's
at?
Not cold right
where
now.
Where they at, though? Where them 4 records?
I don't know where they
Nicki
at.
Nicki Minaj, the biggest superstar in the world, put out 4 records.
Right.
And they didn't pop off.
Rake It Up is top three.
4 records. One had Lil Wayne and Drake.
Mm-hmm.
One had Future.
Mm-hmm.
One had Lil Wayne. They didn't pop off. 4.
On the Rake It Up song, whose verse do you remember?
None of them.
Race with China.
Because it's whack.
Race with China.
That's a terrible verse, and
oh,
you know that.
Goodness. You know what?
I'm going to race with China. Going to race with China. Going to buy hair from China.
See, this ain't buy hair from China.
I got dishes from China.
See, this ain't dishes from China, man. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up. Now, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, let's talk about book sales. Whose book sold 300,000 copies in the first week? So people really, really, really want to hear from her. Also, we'll give you an update on what's going on with the woman who, quote unquote, extorted Kevin Hart. I guess she's trying to say it's not true.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Is the block still hot? Let's find out in the rumors.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip.
The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Lisa Bloom, we told you, was going to have a press conference with her client, Montia Sabag. She's the one who was on the sex tape with Kevin Hart. People believe that she is the one trying to extort him. Of course, we don't know exactly what's going on.
Is there an attorney in America who seeks more attention than Lisa Bloom?
Well, according to this press conference, Lisa Bloom is trying to say that her client is not the one behind the extortion. Here's what she had to say.
We do have an idea who it might be, but it's only a suspicion, so I'm not going to name any names without proof. But we are going to go to law enforcement and give them all of the information we have and the people that we think are suspicious here, and we're going to hope that they will follow up.
Lisa is only doing that so her client doesn't get any criminal charges pressed against her. She's trying to act like she's the victim and somebody else recorded them and not
her?
Well,
no. We don't know exactly who is the FBI has an idea who it is, and I guess they have went ahead and gotten what they need to do to be able to get the computer records, internet records, and all of the phone records and all of that. So
now, I will say one thing. It is something scary about that video when you watch it. It is one part of that video where this guy who looks a lot like Kev, not sure if it's him, is laying in the bed with this young lady, and somebody has taken a picture of them.
Right, who's in the room.
Yeah, clearly somebody else was in the room.
But they said it was a threesome, according to other people.
Oh,
so maybe it's the other woman.
Got you.
But, yeah, so they have those warrants, so I guess at some point we'll know more information. Now, here is Montia Sabag.
Who the hell is that?
She's the woman that they're saying extorted him, that had relations with him.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Montia Sabag. I was involved with Kevin Hart a month ago. Since then, my pictures and my name have been released with lies written about me. I am not an extortionist. I'm not a stripper. I'm a recording artist and an actress, and I have not broken any laws. I had nothing to do with these recordings. I hired Lisa Bloom to protect my rights. I'm truly sorry for any involvement I had in this.
So she's trying to say she didn't extort Kev.
She's saying she's not the one that's trying to sell that wasn't trying to sell the tape, wasn't trying to extort him or any of that.
All I know is whoever put out that tape, at the end of the tape, they said that Kev was very high and Kev was very drunk. So maybe Kev got taken advantage of. Did anybody ask Kev for consent? Huh? Do we know this?
All right. Well, we'll keep you updated on what's going on with this investigation. Now, Hillary Clinton, her book has set some sales records. She sold over 300,000 copies
of
What Happened. Now, that book is clearly about what happened with the election with Donald Trump, how he ended up winning and beating her. So that's a huge amount. Now, it sold more ebook editions in 1 week than any nonfiction debut from Simon & Schuster since Steve Jobs' book came out.
Jesus Christ. 300,000 copies in a week is incredible.
In 1 week.
Dropping the clues bombs for Hillary Clinton. Damn it.
Over 168,000 of those were hardcover sales alone. Of course, people get the ebook as well.
So. I mean, if you get 40 plus million votes in America, though, you should be able to sell 300,000 books.
That's still huge because a lot of people were telling her to shut up, da-da-da, nobody wants to hear it.
Really?
But clearly, people do want to hear it.
That's the era we live in, though. We do reward losers nowadays. I love Hillary, but come on. We do reward the losers.
There was a lot of things behind the scenes. She did win the popular vote. So she's
that
not all the way a loser.
That is true, too.
We definitely voted for her. So
I would read a book from her before I read a book from Donald Trump. Donald Trump would have to have a picture book.
All right. Aisha Curry is now a CoverGirl model. Congratulations to her. She said, my first makeup memory was running down the beauty aisles with my mom getting to pick my very own lipstick. It was a CoverGirl pink glittery lipstick that made me feel so good about myself, even though it probably wasn't my shade.
Does she still cook?
Yeah.
I don't hear nothing about her cooking no more.
Do you pay attention? Or
no.
Exactly. How you going to hear it?
Because usually when somebody's doing something enough, you hear about it even when you're not paying attention, especially in this era.
All right. Well, it's nice to see a nice, solid family foundation. So shout out to Aisha Curry. And Janet Jackson Now, according to Us Weekly, they're saying that she felt like a prisoner in her marriage. Their relationship all started because she was strapped for cash. She was devastated after her brother passed away, Michael Jackson.
Janet Jackson was strapped for cash?
Yeah, that's according to this report in Us Weekly. Now, they're also saying that she had also split from her love of 7 years, Jermaine Dupri. She wanted some stability. And that's when she met Wissam Al-Manaf in a hotel opening in Dubai in April 2010. They said it was just the right time. He bailed her out, took her away to the Middle East. She lived a very lavish life. His money afforded them a lot of privacy. She craved that. And then he also wanted to have a family. She was never very maternal, but when she met him, he really wanted a baby and she was ready. She realized she found the right guy, and that's when things went left.
So that's Us Weekly.
Yeah, this is
so that's basically just white people's way of saying Janet's a gold digger. Janet needed some goddamn money, and so she wouldn't got her a billionaire and let the billionaire shoot the club up, had a billionaire baby, now she good.
Now, he wanted a traditional wife who stuck with Muslim traditions, so that's when she started to wear burqas and all kinds of loose-fitting clothes, and she had to stay away from her former confidants, and she felt like she couldn't be herself anymore. She felt like her music was suffering.
She went Muslim for that money.
She resented him. She couldn't settle down and be what he wanted to be, so finally, because she's used to being in control, she had to take her control back, exactly, and get her life back.
Janet went Muslim for that money, man. Janet put on the burqa for them billions.
But think about it. Michael Jackson died. She just got out of a 7-year relationship.
What that got to do with anything?
Money was tight.
Janet should not be scrapping money.
This guy comes along and he's like,
man, Janet should still be spending Rhythm Nation money.
Plus, Janet Jackson strapped for money and me strapped for money is two different things.
That's right. She probably was down to her last $15
million. Right.
Yeah, she's probably like,
man, I'm nervous.
Yeah, I got to come up. Well, drop one of Clues Bomb for Janet Jackson for getting
me strapped for money. I'm down to my last $15.
And by the way, she stayed married with that man just long enough to be able to get that $40 or $50 million she was
promised. She said that's not true. Okay. You know, they've denied those reports.
It all adds up.
All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
Yes, and when we come back, we got front page news. And then my man Gary Owens will be here. Hey, it's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Angela Yee. It's time for front page news, damn it. Right?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's talk about Hurricane Maria.
Mm-hmm.
It has strengthened once again as it's heading toward Turks and Caicos. And in the meantime, the Dominican Republic has very heavy rain and 115 mile per hour winds.
What's up, man? God trying to keep us trapped in America or something?
Puerto Rico is 100% without power. They're saying it's the most devastating storm to hit there in modern history, if not just this century.
How dare you, Maria? Maria, you're supposed to skip Puerto Rico.
Now, the energy grid took such a severe blow that restoring power to everyone may take months, is what they are saying. Now, at least 14 people are dead in Dominica. No, you say Dominica. I have to say that right. All right, Dominica. Now, they're saying they have gone into survival mode there. There's supplies of food and water are scarce. And there's widespread looting on the island. Even the prime minister is homeless right now and is trying to figure out where he's going to stay. Also, in the U.S. and the British Virgin Islands, homes have been destroyed. The scale of destruction that Maria caused there is absolutely catastrophic if you see any of those images. Now, Tim Duncan has actually started his own organization, 21USVIHurricaneHelp.com. Here is what he had to say.
We started an organization that is raising funds. You can go to 21USVIHurricaneHelp.com and get the information there. You can donate there. We are collecting supplies. We are looking for corporations to help us raise money as well and to get planes to get the product down there in a timely fashion. That's been our biggest challenge.
There you go, Tim. Just please don't donate no clothes. You don't need none of your flannel shirts, none of your high-waisted bell-bottom denim jeans you'd be wearing.
And he's from St. Croix, so that's why it means a lot to him. Now,
and yeah, you said something. You said the prime minister's house is gone. That's why I keep telling y'all, man, Mother Nature is not prejudiced. She don't care what your class is. She don't care what your status is, your race, your gender, your political party, nothing. Anybody can get it.
Yeah, I mean, look at Richard Branson. He rode out Hurricane Irma in his wine cellar on his private island, and it's been a disaster for him as well. On his private island.
Mm.
So, yes, it can affect anybody. All right, now let's discuss a man who just got life in prison. He actually killed the doctor that messed up his penis surgery.
Excuse me?
I knew this would pique your interest.
What happened?
All right,
Tell me more.
Stanwood Elkis was 79 years old. He was sentenced to life in prison because he fatally shot the doctor that gave him a diagnosis, which led to him having a messed up penis surgery more than 20 years ago.
What kind of surgery was it, though?
Now, he went there because he was experiencing frequent urination, and they diagnosed him with a urethral stricture. They advised him to get a urethra widening surgery. They performed that surgery. And after that, he experienced incontinence, erectile dysfunction, and a diminished sex drive, which ultimately led to his longtime girlfriend leaving him. He thought they were going to get married.
Come on, man.
All of that.
That's why you got to hear both sides. Sounded to me like a doctor should have got shot in that situation.
So more than 20 years later, Elkis booked an appointment, and he used a pseudonym, Alan Gold, and then he took a Glock 21 handgun, drove from his house, and shot the urologist 10 times in the chest and neck, turned to the nurse and said, I'm insane, call the police.
That's right. You caused me to not be able to have an erection for 20-plus years? Sex drive gone because of you? Hey, man, you got to hear both sides sometimes of the situation. Sorry the brother had to die, but hey, man, don't play with my penis. I had minor surgery on my penis back in the day. I had a little skin bridge from the shaft to the head that I had to get removed.
Was it bumpy or smooth?
It was like, I wasn't circumcised completely. I was like 85% circumcised. So it was just like a little skin bridge.
Wow.
That I had to get snipped.
That never probably feels good. Did it hurt after?
Nah, it didn't actually. I just had a stitch there.
And then they pulled the stitch out later?
It dissolved. It was one of those dissolvable stitches.
All right. Well, we know a lot. Yes. I'm Angela Yee, and that's your front page news. That's Charlamagne and his little skin.
Yes, and we got Gary Owens coming up. Gary Owens is a comedian, a very funny individual. He'll be at Caroline's all weekend. If you're in New York City or you're in the tri-state area, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, he'll be at Caroline's all weekend, but he'll be up next.
And it's Gary Owens. Stop adding that S to the end of his name.
Oh, it's only one of him?
Yes, one guy.
Gary Owens will be here. It's The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
And word on the street is he set Kevin Hart up. That's
really
effed up what you did, Gary. You did set you? Those cameras up in that hotel room. It was you.
He asked us not to bring that up on the air.
Yes.
My fault.
We heard all about it.
Sorry about that.
Well, Gary Owens here.
Sorry about that.
That's not the way to become the king of comedy, okay? You want to pick out the guy that's running things right now.
Trying to do stuff different. You know? You got to pave your own way. You can't do stuff everybody else did.
Can you find the comedy in that situation or no?
Yeah, I mean, he will eventually.
Eventually.
I mean, it's unfortunate, but I don't know. It's like, you know, My thing is, God, they really went out of their way to set him up.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
like
they
the
did.
Phone,
yes,
and where did. Was it at that he didn't see it?
It must have been on the floor under some clothes.
Right.
Well, if you look at the video, she had it in front of a mirror, so it was reflecting off the mirror.
That's genius.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's genius.
Yeah. No, that's crazy.
No, she thought about that one.
Yeah. You can't always jump to conclusions. You know?
I don't think it was, I'm going to be honest. I'm not even sure it was him in the video.
Right.
If that wasn't R. Kelly in the sex tape, how do we know that's Kevin Hart?
Exactly.
Come on.
Right.
Come on.
Well, could have been a stand-in.
He did apologize before the video emerged, so you know something
Smart.
Happened.
Smart.
We don't know what he was apologizing for.
But you don't know what. See, I almost had an incident in Iowa years ago. I just moved in with my wife, and I called her from my hotel room. What happened was my show was over, and like 10 people from my show was in the bar at the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
So we just moved the party up to my room.
10 oh audience members, people you didn't
yes.
know?
All white people, okay. Right? So I called my wife in my room, and she was like, yo, where you at? And I was like, oh, I'm in my room. She goes, are there girls in your room? I said, yeah, but they're white. It's cool. In my mind, I thought it was okay
because
I don't mess
Gary?
With white girls. I was like this. It's fine.
They're white.
Gary.
My wife was like, you better get them bitches out your goddamn room.
Oh, my goodness.
Sorry about that. Someone would have had a tape or a camera. Gary got caught up with 8 white girls in the room.
Now, you are married to a black woman,
mm-hmm.
So I'm sure that you felt the same wrath we all felt when Kev got caught this weekend. Because my wife immediately was like, that's good for his ass. I hope they start recording all y'all nasty asses, putting y'all on blast.
Nah, we don't think like that.
Really?
We don't think like that. Here's the thing. I'll give you an example. I've had two men in my life, right, that raised me. I had my real dad, who my mom and him wasn't together, and I had my stepdad, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, my stepdad, mentally, physically, well, the worst human being you can think of on your life. But I don't think he ever cheated on my mom. Mm, I don't. Okay. My real dad cheated on my mom numerous times, right? Like, he was stationed in the Philippines. I'm sure I got a brother and sister over there right now that I don't know about.
Right.
Like, I root for Pacquiao, and I don't know why. You know? There's not a doubt in my mind I got a half-brother and sister okay. in the Philippines somewhere. But my dad's a good dude. I mean, he's fun to be around. People like him. He's got a lot of friends. But who's worse? The guy that was abusive
question.
To kids and all that, or the guy that cheated on my mom a couple times?
But that's when
I'll take my real dad.
But that's when you always ask the women, like women always got this checklist of things that they want. So it's like if you check off everything, but you just put your somewhere else every now and then, what do you choose?
Well, nobody mm-hmm. wants to be cheated on. All kinds of things can happen. They could bring a disease home. They could end up having a kid by somebody
disease.
Else.
We always go to disease.
A child, you could have a child by somebody else, which would be... awful for your relationship.
A lot of great people were born out of wedlock. Right. Born from affairs.
Nobody wants to get cheated on. Just like you don't want your wife to get pregnant by somebody else because she cheated on you.
Right. If my mm-hmm. wife ever did cheat on me, it just, my thing with her was I said, it better not be with somebody I know. Mm-hmm. It's like my dude that knows me and stuff. Mm-hmm. That's different. You better cheat with some strange dude I've never heard of. Well, then it's not personal.
Well, there was two girls in the bed in that Kevin Hart video. We didn't see who the other one was.
Wow. God.
What if it's your wife?
Shut up.
She ain't been to Vegas. Oh, God. Thanks, Charlamagne. I gotta call her. I feel bad for Kevin. He's a good dude.
Great guy.
All the goodies down the world.
He bought these chairs for us.
Huh?
He bought these chairs for us.
Did he?
Yeah.
But he still, now I will say, he still owes me $2,000.
Okay. What?
Talking about extortion.
What?
We bet on the Bengals-Eagles game last year.
Last year, and he still hasn't paid
me? Yeah, he's still not paying me.
What's his excuse for that?
$2,000 ain't nothing to Kev, by the way.
Well, let me say, he still owes me.
Yeah.
What's the holdup?
I don't know.
Do you ever hit him up and remind him? Because sometimes people owe you money, you don't want to.
No, every time I text, I remind him, oh yeah, $2,000, Eagles, Bengals. He did it the first time. 4 years ago, the Bengals and Eagles played, and the Bengals beat him. He made me wait like a year.
You should text him right now. Like, hey, I know you're going through a lot, but hey, you got my
Yo, that'd be so funny. I did.
That'd be so funny.
I did.
Oh, you're foul.
I'll show you.
Let me see the text. I'm going to read it.
I know you're going through a lot right now, but hey, you got my 2K?
All my life, I sent him a text. Oh, yeah, you still owe me 2K.
Let me read it. This is funny. This is Gary Owens text to Kevin Hart. Oh yeah, you still owe me $2,000 from the Bengals Eagles game last year. This is after him saying some fake positive note. Hey bro, the sun will come out tomorrow.
Like that's not on your contract.
You said the sun will come out tomorrow.
The sun will come out tomorrow.
I didn't say that.
You quoted Annie.
I didn't say that.
We quoted Annie.
I said you're a good person.
You said bet your bottom $2,000.
Oh man,
I don't like you guys.
I told Kev this weekend too. I said, Kev, I got your back. My wife said, if you get on that radio and defend Kevin Hart,
you are
a f- boy.
You got it. There's
That's
so
what she
much.
Told me.
Listen, Kennedy, Clinton, you can come back.
King.
And
then Martin Luther.
Yep. I didn't want to bring that up. I know if I'm loud. I know if I'm allowed to bring up King. But he'll come back. He'll be fine. Honestly, he's probably relieved because mm-hmm. I'm sure this has been weighing on him for months and we don't know about it. Can you imagine somebody?
Right.
He's probably seen the tape. They probably said we're going to need the money. He's probably just relieved. And I'm sure
it's out there.
I'm sure his wife has known mm-hmm. for a couple weeks now. So they're working through it. You know, that's the sad part is like she's pregnant with the baby. She needs extra stress.
Yeah, that's a lot.
You know, that's a lot on her.
Well, we all as men grow and we evolve. Mm-hmm. So I think Kev will be fine.
He'll be fine.
And the name is New Tour, the Irresponsible Tour. God works in mysterious ways.
Right. And she's not going anywhere.
That's not your place to say.
My wife makes is worth over 200 million, whatever. Whatever. It happened, baby.
But you're not going anywhere.
Two guys. That's okay. Okay. Next time one. That's too much. You ain't no billionaire, baby. You're 100 million with two dudes in Vegas. But go to Mississippi where nobody knows nobody. That's where you got to find your side chicks.
That's a fact.
South Carolina, Alabama, Mississippi.
South Carolina, I don't know.
Still on MySpace.
Don't do that to Charlamagne.
Yeah, but social media flattened the world now. It's not safe nowhere, man.
No, there's still places.
No.
You think so?
You sound like you know too much, Gary Owens.
No, I'm just saying, you don't go to Vegas because the girls are too accessible. And look at the scam.
Too advanced,
The phone in the mirror.
Yeah.
Mississippi, they'll just have your phone. But hey, put your phone away. I tried.
Yeah.
I gave good effort. She calls Daryl. He saw my phone.
He saw me flip it open. God. He saw me flip it open, Daryl.
There's not a video. It's just a picture. Okay.
All right, we got more with Gary Owens when we come back. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We have Gary Owens in the building. Charlamagne?
When you go to these areas that have been affected by natural disasters, Houston, Florida, what's your approach when you take the stage?
Oh, for that? You just address it? And it's I was in New Orleans. I was shooting a movie in New Orleans like 3 months after Katrina.
Wow.
And it was crazy because a lot of times when the natural disasters hit like that, a lot of the cities are okay. It's the outskirts that are, like, I didn't know anything about, what is it, the lower ninth ward? In New Orleans, is that,
I think so,
is
yeah.
that the one that got hit? We took a weekend and tried to help rebuild that area. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm out. It was dangerous.
Yeah.
The brothers like had walkie-talkies. And like, because all the power was out, and they said they were running drugs and everything through there right now with the walkie-talkies. And if they saw a car they didn't recognize, I was like, I'm out. I'll just donate. Gotcha. I'm not building nothing over here. That was scary. So it just depends on the area.
Yeah.
Yeah. I try to be positive.
Yeah. And then people coming to you for an escape anyway.
Yeah. You should see. I got a lot of Facebook messages, friends in Houston that, you know, just even not friends, just fans like ask me for money. I don't really know you, and I don't know if you really live in Houston.
Yeah, a lot of strange GoFundMe links.
Man.
Yeah.
I'm always amazed when they give you all their information. It's my bank. It's the account number. It's my address. Right. Like, wow. Did I say yes?
And then they attach like a picture of just some devastated area. You're like, is this real?
I don't
real?
Know if this is their picture or not.
Right.
It's hard to gauge.
Yeah, I always go to their page and gauge their lifestyle.
Right. If they have one picture
up. Oh, you was popping bottles. Nah, you're good. You popped bottles back in September. You're fine.
What's the effect been like for your family now that they're on a TV show, they're somewhat famous, people know them too?
Nah, they're fine.
Has it been any different at all?
Nah. Like, I really don't think there's been one ounce of change.
Really?
Nothing. Mm-hmm. We live in Cincinnati. Ain't nothing. Nobody's bothering us. We were just talking about that there outside. Envy was talking to one of the guys out there about guns. And I go, dude, how do you carry guns? He goes, dude, if power goes out and somebody comes to your house, you got to protect your family.
That was Envy's voice?
That was the other dude's voice out there. That was Envy's voice. And then I was like, dude, we live so far out in the country.
I said,
somebody ends up at my house and be like, dude, you really gave an effort. Come on, make you something to eat. I'm gonna kick you out, brother.
Is it better to live in those areas? Don't Dave live out there? Don't Dave Chappelle live
Dave,
in like,
yeah, Dave lives about 30
Ohio?
Minutes from me.
Yeah. Is it better? Like, do you keep your, I don't want to say sanity, but it's easier not to get caught up in the whole
Hollywood lifestyle? It's like a sanctuary
for you. Yep. I like it because you're home and you can like decompress completely.
Gotcha.
Like, I can go to Starbucks and not get bothered in the area I live in. Because I think that's why Dave lives where he lives. Because I saw an interview, and he was just walking around the little town, and then everybody knew him. It wasn't like, get a picture. It was like, hey, Dave, how's the family? It's not a big deal.
That's how
it is in my neighborhood. It's like, it's cool. Everybody's just cool.
Now, have you been following this R. Kelly story also?
Yeah.
With these women, one woman.
Women?
There's a few.
Girls, right?
Girls.
Well,
girls.
Okay. This woman is of age now, but she said when she was 16... That's when she was trained by a woman who trained her to how to have sex with R. Kelly while she was a virgin and all of that, and how she had to escape from the house by pretending that she was going to do something, and then she just never came back. Does that make you not want to step in the name of love? Or?
Nah, my daughter listens to Fetty Wap.
There you go.
So she's 15. I said, they're safer. Fetty Wap's a lot safer.
But because you have daughters, is it like no R. Kelly in there?
I know that. No, she don't. R. Kelly is not in her house. At all.
On purpose.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I really think there's smoke, there's fire. That's too many.
Unless you're smoking a blunt.
Yeah. No, there's no arcade.
But I agree with you.
Mm-mm.
I definitely feel like, I mean, we saw the tape. Why we act like we never saw the tape?
Right.
Now, what about Floyd Mayweather? Because you posted a picture with Floyd Mayweather, and he said some pretty crazy things.
And he's been arrested
like
for domestic
Donald
violence.
Trump just recently and saying that's just how men talk. Mm-hmm. And they do.
Well, that was funny. Donald Trump, you know, I just grabbed the...
Yeah,
that was kind of funny.
You think sexual assault is funny, Gary?
Listen, man, that interview was funny. God, see how he tries to twist. Kev is doing really good, man. Kev is a positive individual, and I hope Night School is a great hit.
Are you in Night School?
No.
Okay.
But it does have I Got My Associates on Showtime on demand.
Yeah,
right
I got
now.
My
you
latest special.
It.
I got my associates. On
I like
Showtime.
That headline. What you think about? I like that title. Why is that title?
Because that to me, growing up, associates was like you overachieved, and we don't address those 2-year degrees that much. It's a joke in my act where I talk about.
You can tell I ain't going to college.
I'm now everybody
you associates
two,
like
my friends.
It's a 2-year degree. Everybody goes to prison. It seems like when they go up for parole, they got their associates.
That's the key
to getting out.
It's not just a 4-year college. It's just a 2-year college.
Yeah, it's a joke I got in that special that I did about everybody getting out of prison. I've done figured it out. The parole board, you got to have your associates.
Gotcha.
That's the key. You know, even for 35 years. Yeah, but I got my associates.
Got my associates.
2-year degree. 35 years. Yeah.
You're doing okay.
Well. I was in a hole for 6 months.
Got you.
And, of course, you have you'll be at Caroline's all weekend.
Caroline, September 21st to the 24th. Mm-hmm. No scandals.
No scandals.
We'll try to set something up for
I'm
you.
Not going out.
Sometimes scandals help
not
people.
Going out.
I'm not going out.
Do you take your wife with you a lot of places? Or?
She will. She'll probably come in. I think she might come in Friday or Saturday. She'll come in for, because, you know, it's just a 2-hour flight from Cincy.
Gotcha.
So it all depends, because the kids got activities now. You know, my daughter's in the pep band and everything. Is that, I don't know what that's all about.
That's the best way to stay out of trouble. We all going to be in Vegas this weekend.
Why are you guys going to Vegas?
iHeart Festival.
Yep.
Good luck.
See, I like how you said that. You're checking on us. Why are you going to Vegas?
He didn't want us to go to Vegas.
Don't do that. Yep. Cover up all the mirrors.
My wife's going to be with me.
My wife's going to be with me.
Yeah, that's what you do in hotels. Can you take all the mirrors out? Thank you. That's what I'm going to do from now on. Take all the mirrors out in the bed?
Absolutely.
Buddy, whoever it was looked ripped in the video.
Kevin, right?
I'm not sure that was Kevin Hart, man.
You told me it was 100% that he went in the camera. He was talking in the camera.
No, it was funny because a woman actually put it in my head, which was Angela Yee, that it might not be him. And I was like, you know what? You're right.
I don't think it was his brother. It was his brother. It wasn't Kevin, dude.
It might not have been Kev. I don't think about it.
It wasn't.
You think he might have confessed too early for nothing?
Tyrese.
It was Tyrese.
Still mad.
Tyrese would have been posted about it.
Yep. It was Tyrese, dude.
Not the singer.
Tyrese Johnson.
From Philly.
from Philly.
Kev's cousin from Philly.
Tyrese.
They look alike.
Call him Ty-Ty.
Ty-Ty. Ty-Ty.
It was Ty-Ty on the video.
Ty-Ty.
Oh, it's going to suck, man.
Caroline's. It's the Breakfast Club.
We love you, Kevin.
Disclaimer.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, it's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Oh, that's Big Sean. Bounce back. Big Sean's performing at the iHeartRadio Music Festival this weekend. He's performing on Saturday, I believe.
Yes.
Saturday night.
I think we're introducing him.
We always introduce all the black acts. You know how this goes.
All two of them.
Yes. Who's going to introduce Khaled? That's going to be the confusing thing.
Khaled's going to introduce Khaled.
Enrique Santos. Salute to Enrique in Miami. He's going to introduce Khaled.
Why you say that?
They're going to get the closest thing they can to whatever Khaled is. All right. Now, Angela, you got the rumor report coming up.
He's not Hispanic.
He could be. We got the rumor report coming up, right?
Yes.
Are you talking about Mystical?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This is the rumor report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. Club.
Well, Mystical has now been indicted, and that is for charges of rape and kidnapping.
Come on now, Mystical. That's your second one in your life, bro.
His bond is set at $3 million. Whew.
You catch one rape charge, shame on you. There's two rape charges, shame on me.
Now, there's another man that was with him that was indicted for the same counts and charges as Mystical as well, 26-year-old Averweon Darnell Holman. And there's another woman, Tanisha Monique Wofford. She's been indicted for obstruction of justice. Now, she's the one who said openly in a statement that the woman that is accusing Mystical of these rape and kidnapping charges was lying. Here's what she said to TMZ.
And nobody did nothing to that girl. She even told me, and yes, I got it on record, that she said, ain't nobody did nothing to her. She tried to protect her boyfriend because she ditched him all night to be with another n-. So now all of a sudden, I got a charge because I called a friend to ask her, are you okay? Did you hear what's going on? She said, no. I said, well, they saying that it's a rape charge going on. Where'd you hear that from? Okay, so if you ain't hear nothing, then you need to go down there and clear these names because it's getting locked up for this.
Now, I don't know if Mystical did it or not, but I do know that if you have two rape charges in your life like Mystical has, 9 times out of 10, it's going to be very hard to change the narrative that you are indeed not a rapist.
Right. Mystical did serve 7 years after being convicted of sexual assault back in 2003.
Yeah, that's like, I mean, I don't know if you're a rapist or not, but where there's smoke, there's fire, unless somebody's smoking a blunt.
All right, now let's discuss Usher. The woman who is suing him for $20 million because he gave her genital herpes, allegedly, has revealed herself. Her name is Laura Helm. She said she had 2 sexual encounters with Usher and that he behaved very oddly. She said she never saw him finish because she saw him run to the bathroom. On the second occasion, he did not wear a condom. And she said a few days after that, there was a bump on the inside of her cheek.
What did that mean, she never saw him finish because he would run to the bathroom?
I guess when he was about to...
Impossible.
He ran to the bathroom. Because you can't remember that's going to happen?
NM, well, however it starts, possible. There's no way. Have you ever? I couldn't even imagine trying that. You ain't got no legs in that moment.
Well, Usher's a great dancer.
I can hold my pee. I can't hold my...
Or maybe he had on those roller skates he had in the video.
No, I can hold my pee, but I can't hold that
Simon.
Well, she says that a few days after that, she noticed a similar bump the size of a green pea on her vagina.
It could have been a razor bump.
And then she said that he set the mood by putting on jazz music while he went down on her.
Bum, 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 bum.
Now, she said they were platonic friends. And that the reason why they ended up hooking up was because he talked about his humanitarian efforts in Africa. So she's now suing him for $20 million.
That's a damn shame, man. God bless Usher, man. I don't know what's going on out here in this world. I don't know what to believe no more. I don't know. I really don't know.
All right, now let's discuss Offset and Cardi B. All right, Cardi B had an alleged choking incident with a cop where she talked about it on Twitter, but she has since deleted that tweet. Now, here is what Offset had to say about that.
At first, when she called, I thought, I didn't think she was being serious until I seen her face and all that. Dang. I was like, the police can't put their hand on her. She was like, they choked out and did whatever they did. But it was supposed to be two other people supposed to be fighting, and they ain't touched the dudes that were fighting. They touched her. So I don't understand what was going on.
Do you think there's such a thing as the hip-hop cops?
Hip-hop police? Oh, yeah, they real for sure.
Yeah, they are real. They identify themselves.
Yeah, I haven't heard about them in a while, though, the hip-hop police.
I see these guys all the time. Mm. All right, now Offset is also doing something very noble. He is raising $500,000 for cancer research. Check it out.
Hey, how you doing? It's Offset, one-third of Amigos. I'm here to raise $500,000 for the American Cancer Society to help the underserved communities, the people that don't have as much opportunity or might not have the money or the cost. Could you please help me get this task done? Do it for the culture. Help me raise this $500,000 for the American Cancer Society. That way.
Oh, I got to make a donation to that. Well, I didn't realize he was raising money.
He lost his grandmother to cancer, and he said that's one of the hardest things that he had to deal with in his life. So he wants to focus on bladder cancer research because that's how he lost his grandmother back in 2012.
Was it a GoFundMe link or something? Where do I go to donate?
American Cancer Society website.
All right, drop on the clues bombs for Offset, man. Amigos have come a long way from them big-ass $1,000 checks they was handing out.
Okay, and a music teacher has been suspended. That's because he assigned his students homework that featured the lyrics to a Boogie with the Hoodie song, Drowning, Kodak Black's part. Here's the part that is in question.
Mother effing father.
Now, the assignment was to take those lyrics that were very explicit and make them something positive. But one of the mothers said she doesn't understand how you can make that positive except to say, don't do it. She said she doesn't understand what the intention is. You're dealing with children's minds. You have to be very cautious. So.
Mama, relax and let the kids do their homework. You know what I'm saying? Let's see how creative the kids are. Let's see what they come up with. In life, you're going to have to turn negatives into positives. So let's see if they can turn Kodak Black's verse into a positive.
I will say this. When you take something that kids are interested in, like hip-hop music,
yeah, man,
and you make that an assignment, it makes it more fun to do your homework.
I'm seeing teachers do lessons plans to all kind of songs now. I seen them do a lesson plan to Cardi B, Bodak Yellow. I remember when I was in Milwaukee, my Principal Olson, she did one to House Party. The school did one to Meek Mill's House Party. Like, let the kids flourish, man. Stop it.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
Charlamagne the Devil?
Possibly.
The Breakfast Club.
What's happening? Good morning.
Donkey of the Day for Thursday, September 21st goes to a couple of white devils named Allison Thompson and Joni Barrett. Now, these two crack-ass crackers are corpsmen at a naval hospital in Jacksonville, Florida. That's like nurses, right? I think. Two things to remember here. Your Uncle Charlotte always tells you that the craziest people in all of America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. This story is more evidence of that. And I, Charlemagne the God, only call Caucasians who are racist, prejudiced, bigots, crack-ass crackers.
Crack-ass cracker!
And white devils. Okay, whoa. So you know when you hear me use those terms, you're about to hear a story of some grade-A racism. Now, two beautiful black babies were born in Jacksonville, and these young devils who are supposed to be public servants, these two monsters who are supposed to ensure that a baby's first minutes, hours, days on this planet go smooth, these savages who we put trust in to properly tend to our kids when they are born, couldn't wait to show these young African-Americans what they will probably experience numerous times throughout their lives. Good old-fashioned racism. Now, let's go to Action News Jacksonville for the report, please.
Naval-based employee removed after video surfaced of her allegedly making a newborn baby dance to rap music and calling other babies in the hospital Satans. Mm-mm. New at 5, Action News Jax's Danielle Avitable is live from NAS Jax after getting text messages and having text messages with the employee involved. Danielle, she described her actions as, quote, childish.
Yes, and that friend who originally saw the employee's Snapchat sent me those text messages after confronting her about the video. In those text messages, the employee was trying to defend herself by saying she was just bored and it wasn't meant to be offensive.
This Snapchat video was posted by an employee at Naval Hospital Jacksonville. Rap music is blaring in the background as the Navy nurse mishandles a newborn baby. A picture was also posted on social media showing the staff member making an obscene hand gesture, saying that's how she felt about the, quote, mini Satans. The woman who sent Action News Jax this Snapchat video also sent me these text messages detailing a conversation between her and the Navy employee. The employee said, quote, we were being stupid and bored.
You think?
Two nurses
stupid
posted,
and stupid?
Yeah. Two nurses and posted racist. A video of a newborn baby dancing to 50 Cent in the club and posted a photo of an employee holding up her middle finger to a newborn with the caption, how I currently feel about these mini Satans. You mean to tell me two newborns who have no knowledge of anything, they have no identity yet, they aren't a part of any political party, no religion, no nothing. These young kids just born into the world are blank canvases. And yet these two evil, prejudiced bigots are already trying to paint a negative picture for them. This is why you can't take things personally, because it's not the babies that are the problem. It's these two evil-ass crackers, okay?
Can you imagine what? Being the parents of those babies? Ooh. And what you would feel like? Ooh. Being a woman that just gave birth to a baby in the hospital, and then you see this video footage?
I'm wondering about these nurses, man. What level of delusion do you have to be at to refer to two babies as mini Satans? Okay, when you, a whole grown-ass adult, are the one displaying the devil-like behavior. You called those babies mini-Satans? Well, ain't that the pot calling the kettle a white devil? And you had the nerve to put it on Snapchat? Do you know we can see you on Snapchat? What level of privilege do you have to think that, one, you can do what you did to those babies, and two, to put it on Snapchat like it's okay? I pray that the mothers of these kids beat y'all up. All right. First, I want y'all fired and arrested at the same time. But then I want y'all to get beat up by the child's mother. You want to make my child dance to end the club? I want the mothers of those children to whip y'all ass to Taylor Swift, Shake It Off. Okay, that sounds like an even exchange to me. All right. And those nurses' excuse was they were bored. So you resort to racism and bigotry when you're bored? I guess it's true what they say. Idle Mind is truly a white devil's playground.
Cracker ass, cracker.
Please give Allison Thompson and Joni Barrett the biggest hee-haw, please.
Now, they are being arrested and charged with something, endangering the welfare of a child, like something, right?
Only thing I heard was that they got let go.
They should
from
get arrested. I would press charges.
Absolutely.
I would press charges. Absolutely. 100%.
Absolutely. Positively 100%.
You put your dirty hands.
Yes.
On my baby and did. Mm-mm.
And once again, I like when I evoke emotion. So if you're listening to Charlamagne right now and you're more upset about me calling those white devils cracker ass crackers, than you are about what those cracker ass crackers actually did to those black babies, you are part of the problem. Have a blessed
cracker
day.
Cracker ass cracker.
Have a blessed day.
All right, Charlamagne, thank you so much for that donkey of the day.
Yes, Charlamagne the God. Make sure you know who you're complaining about when you call. Okay? Okay. Crack ass crackers.
All right. You have a quota.
You're right. I do. I used it up for the week.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Angelique, you got ASCII is up next.
Yes, ASCII. So if you need any advice on anything, call me up right now, 1-800-585-1051. You can always email me at helpmeye@gmail.com also. But I am here to help. All right.
Yes, it's The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club.
Yep, it's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Yee with Miss Angela Yee.
Hi there.
If you need any advice, call right now, 1-800-585-1051. Who's on the line, Yee?
We got Tashina on the line. What's up, Tashina?
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your question this morning?
Okay, I have a dilemma. Right now, I have a job offer on the table. I have a CDL license to go over the road, and I'll be gone 3 weeks out of the month. Ooh. But the thing is, I have a 9-year-old son, and of course, he'll be well taken care of. He will be with my grandmother, but I wouldn't be, home. It will be only 1 week out the whole month.
Right.
But the money is great, and I told him that our life would change definitely.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Well, it's a great opportunity for you, and it's a great opportunity for you to be able to provide for your 9-year-old, and you have great care for your child, somebody who you trust, a relative at home, right?
Yes.
So I do believe, would it were me, this is just me, I would make sure that I did go ahead and take that job, but when I make all that extra money, I would make sure that I do some really special things with my 9-year-old when I do get off the road and spend all that time with him and make sure I FaceTime every single day. And if there's opportunities for, you said your grandmother's going to have him?
Yes, my grandmother.
I would see if there's times when I'm on the road that they could fly out and come see me and spend a couple of days with me and whatever it is that I could do to make sure that I have as much time as possible.
Yes. Okay, definitely. I must definitely look into that. I didn't want to feel guilty. My thing was feeling guilty about leaving him. Because
you know what?
I definitely wanted him to know
I completely agree with you on that, but I do feel like just keep that communication open. Now, if you feel like your son is suffering from you not being there, and then you have to restructure things and step back from that, then you determine that and just make sure you always let him know if anything is bothering you, let me know, and let him know how much you don't want to be away, but you're doing this to provide a better life for him, and make sure you get those trips to Disney World, which I've never been to. And all of that.
Yeah. And that's the first thing he said, Mom, I want to go to Disney World. But I told him the money would be good. I better take him wherever he want
to
go.
And so that's where he wants to go. But I think that's important. That's great that you're going to be able to provide that lifestyle for your child. But if you feel like there's any issues, suffering at school, him missing you too much, you missing him too much, you can always quit that job.
Yes, definitely. Well, thank you so much, Chief, for your advice. I'm going to consider it. And you all have a great day.
Where's his father, by the way?
Not involved. Well, I mean, he's kind of around, but kind of not around. He's not responsible, put it like that. I can't trust him to take my son.
He's not going to step it up.
Right.
That's a damn shame.
Exactly.
All right, Tashina. Yes. Well, good luck. And just remember, it's not permanent. You could always say, I'm not doing this anymore.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yep. Thank you for calling. That was the first part of Ask Yee.
That was Tashina. And you can always email me to helpmeyee@gmail.com. And you can also use the hashtag Ask Yee and I'll see your question.
Whatever happened to bigdswag@gmail.com? Remember you used to have the bigdswag email?
Yeah, no, it's not big. It's pretty.
Pretty D swag.
Because big doesn't mean it's pretty. It could be big and ugly. It could be small and pretty.
We're talking about penises here.
Yeah.
That don't have nothing to do with Ask Yee.
But we do still have that email available.
Okay. We'll call out Angela Yee right now, 1-800-585-1051. If you got any questions, it's Ask Yee. It's The Breakfast Club. Hey, it's The Breakfast Club. That was Bruno Mars. That's What I Like. We're in the middle of Ask Yee with Angela Yee. Angela Yee, who we got on the line?
We got Nisha on the line. What's up, Nisha? Nisha,
hello?
You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, hon, what's your question this morning?
Oh, my God, I'm on the radio with Angela, Charlamagne, and DJ Envy.
Yes, I am.
Hey, Nisha.
Hey, okay, so you guys, I've been with my guy for 2 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just 3 months ago, we had a baby.
Okay, and congratulations.
Thank you. And I just started working, and I'm finna get a new place. But the problem is the relationship between me and my guy. Like, he has the anger problem. When I first met him, I was working at Steak and Shake, and he was, like, the coolest guy ever. We became best friends, and then we got into a car accident later, like, I'd say, like, 6 months later. When we got in a relationship and, like, his anger raged. That was the first time I ever saw him mad like that. And it's, like, ever since, any itty-bitty thing, like, you could, like, hit his lamp in his room or something, and he just go out on a rage.
Like, he needs to seek some help for that.
A child tantrum. And the other day, I had came home. I had got off late at work, and, like, you know how, like, it starts getting dark outside earlier now?
Mm-hmm.
And I was taking a shower, and I was getting my daughter ready for bed, and he was just, like, under suspicion that I had been outside with somebody else or something and just had a whole attitude with me.
Meanwhile, you're hard at work, and then you come home and work some more.
Right. So, basically, he gets mad. He calls me a dumb bee.
What?
And I call him a bum, and he just swings and hits me in my eye.
Oh, hell no.
And I told my manager at work, and because I just need somebody to talk to, you know what I'm saying? And she told me, like, she's known so many girls who've been in my situation with guys who've been like that. And she said she lost her aunt because of a situation like this. But my thing is, that was the first time he ever put his hands on me, you know what I'm saying? And then
I was just going to, like, let it go. But then I was going to church. Literally, I promise, 3 days later, I was going to church. And he was mad because I was going to church and bust my windshield. Y'all won't believe how he bust my windshield with pizza boxes.
What?
Little Caesar's pizza boxes.
Now, how is that possible?
Now, here's my whole thing, because I could hear how emotional you're getting over this. And there are women who have lost their lives to domestic violence. Your boss is 100% correct. And the fact that somebody could get that angry, a man should never even feel like he would ever want to hurt you in any way. And the fact that he's capable of that lets you know that that's the person that he is. You guys have been together for, you said, 2 years?
Yeah.
And it looks like the real him is coming out now. Because why would you ever want to hurt somebody that you love because they were out at work? And it sounds like he's got some issues within himself, but you also have a child to think about.
Right.
You have a daughter, and if not for yourself, for your daughter, you have to make sure that you get out of an abusive relationship because that's what you are in. And the fact that you're like, oh, well, I was going to just let it slide. How could you let it slide that somebody gave you he gave you a black eye?
No, it was a knot, like, right above my eyebrow.
The fact that somebody gave you a knot on your head and you were willing to let that slide? If a stranger on the street did that to you, would you let that slide?
Oh, no.
Okay, so the fact that somebody that supposedly loves you and has a child with you did that to you and you are willing to let that slide, why is that okay? And why would he not continue to do that? Because as you said, he did that. You said it was the first time he did that. But then he got mad and broke your car windshield. What if you would have been there and he would have seen you? What would he have done to you?
Yeah, that's what I was saying, too. Like, what if that was me?
It's not acceptable. And this is your life. And you have a child that you have to think about and worry about.
Yeah, that's...
And do you want to waste any more time with the wrong man?
I really don't.
Okay, so value yourself.
Lord have mercy, girl. If you don't get your act together, what the hell is wrong with you? You gonna keep letting this man bust you upside the head? The penis can't be that good.
And listen, don't think that there's anything wrong with you, because clearly a lot of women go through situations like this, and it's not an easy situation to be in. It's not you. He's got the problem, and you are making excuses for him, and you're willing to forgive him. It's not your fault that he has a problem.
Yeah, you enabling him and hurting yourself in the process. The only person gonna really get hurt in this situation is you.
You and your daughter.
You don't owe that man nothing.
Okay?
Okay.
Now hold on the line. I'm going to give you some information of somebody that you could talk to.
You can do better, boo, unless you like walking around with black eyes. Okay. Hold on one second. Jesus Christ. What is wrong with people? Why is it so hard for people just to walk away?
Listen, that sounds easy, but do you know there's millions of women that deal with that? It's not an easy situation. They have a child together. Sometimes women feel like, well, I shouldn't have did this, and he was just mad, and he just loves me, and that's why he got so emotional. People really make excuses for men's behavior or for a woman. Women, you know, abuse men as well, but we can't make excuses for somebody not being able to control themselves.
Well, let me tell you ladies something. I want y'all to go Google Charlamagne Tha God, Can I Get a Drop video. When somebody punched me in my head, I took off running. You should do the same. All right? Now we got rumor. What we got coming up next? Rumor report, right?
Yes, and we're going to talk about turning your quote-unquote flaws into something positive. And that's exactly what Tyra Banks did.
All right, it's The Breakfast Club.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yo.
Rumor report, rumor report.
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Yeah, it's not about her being Ethiopian, but she talks about her big forehead.
Same difference.
Now, some people would say that's a flaw and made fun of her for it, but it actually helped her out a lot in her career. She was on the Today Show, and here's what she said.
When I turned into a supermodel, a lot of people were saying, she cute, but she got a big forehead. But what I have to thank my forehead for is my modeling agent said that if I didn't have a high forehead, I would have been too safe looking and too commercial looking. And I wouldn't have been able to have the high fashion career that I started with.
It's not a flaw, though. It's just a trait. Most Somalians got big foreheads. I bet you if she do an ancestry test, she's part Somalian.
Well, yeah, she's saying that it was a gift, actually, because, you know, it is what it is. Like, it made her actually very unique. So for a lot of people out there who have things that maybe they consider to be flaws, those actually can work to your benefit.
There's some beautiful big foreheaded women out there. Tyra Banks, Rihanna. Come
now,
on
they
now.
Also asked her what advice would she give her younger self, and she said, girl, please, wait till you see him 15 years from now. You are not going to be running toward him. You're going to be running away. Gotcha, girl. Okay.
And Chris Webber.
Now, Fergie says that things got weird, and that's why they finally had to release the statement that her and her husband, Josh Duhamel, are separated. She said they were promoting, and they were getting all these romantic questions. She said, we are great friends. We love each other so much, and it just got to the point where it was getting a little weird. There was no perfect time, so we just decided to do it. So that's when they made the announcement that they actually separated earlier this year after 8 years of marriage.
And y'all broke up Fergie's marriage. Fergie was fine until she came up here.
No, she was broken up months before she came up here. That's why she didn't really like talking about it. And a lot of people are speculating that her new album, the entire album, is actually based on her relationship with Josh Duhamel.
Did her album come out yet?
No, but she had a listening.
Okay.
So a lot of people were talking about the album.
I thought it was coming out the week she came and did the Breakfast Club. I was looking forward to it.
It comes out tomorrow.
Oh, okay. A lot of good albums come out tomorrow. Rhapsody's album come out tomorrow. Lecrae's album comes out tomorrow. I guess Fergie.
You said, I guess Fergie.
I don't know yet. I don't know if that's true.
Yeah, it comes out tomorrow. Double Duchess.
Double Duchess. All right.
All right, Love and Hip Hop Hollywood. They had the reunion. I know you don't watch the show, Charlamagne.
Nope.
But there was a fight, and that fight was between Zell Swag and Mr.
What?
Ray.
It was a fight at a Love and Hip Hop reunion? You lying, ye.
Yes, they said those two actually started throwing down, and now the cops are even involved. Producers wanted them to piece things up, and they moved in to hug each other, but instead, it went left. Now, here is what Zell Swag had to say about moving in for that hug.
Why y'all let him hit me? I knocked that motherfucker head right off. Thing was, I tried to apologize. I mean, I was in an apology, and I was walking up to give him a hug, his fat ass a hug, so I can just be like, you know, I'm over all this shit. So when I walk over to his fat ass is gonna crunch up like this. Like, if I'm walking over to give you a hug, you should want to accept this hug. And since you don't want to accept this hug, you know why? Where he had to accept these motherfucking knuckles. You hear me?
Listen, man, Satan Scott Young, Mona Scott Young, whatever you want to call her, she just needs to start a new female wrestling organization. Remember how they had Glow back in the day?
After the whole incident, Mr. Ray responded, and here is what Mr. Ray had to say.
I'm just trying to figure out where that ghetto monkey said he made me bleed in the face. Bitch, this is all you did. He scratched me, you f***ing wild monkey. I have press sergeant. They will be putting you in a cell where you belong, you f***ing ghetto monkey.
Who are these people?
You don't watch the show?
No.
All right. Well, if you watch, you'll see the two of them always get into it.
I saw that little clip they posted of Chanel West Coast in A1. That is hilarious.
Because they said your name. That's the only reason you cared.
Amen. Yes.
All right. And BET Digital has a new horror series starring Ray J. So that should be pretty exciting. I love horror. I still have yet to go see it, but that's my first priority next week after the iHeartRadio Music Festival.
I don't pay people to scare me.
I love it. It actually gets your adrenaline going. But anyway, it's called The Last One, and they just put out the trailer for the show. It's about four friends who get stranded on the side of the road, and as they're waiting for AAA to come, they try to keep themselves entertained by telling ghost stories, including that popular urban legend of Bloody Mary. So there you have it. I'll make sure I watch that.
You know, I don't see how people scared of Bloody Mary, but you have sex with your woman on her period. A period don't stop nothing but a sentence. How you gonna be scared of Bloody Mary?
You know
what
happens if you say Bloody Mary too many times. You never saw Candyman also?
You know what happens if you run a red light when a girl's on a heavy cycle?
What?
Crime scene, okay? Right.
You ever seen Candyman?
Yes, that's the black guy with the hook.
Yeah, that was in Chicago.
Yeah, I saw that back in the day. I never was into horror movies, man. Like,
I love horror movies.
Like, I'm not going to pay you to scare me, and I'm not going to purposely scare myself.
Anybody who saw it hit me up on Twitter at Angela Yee and just let me know how it was before I go see it next week? Because some people are telling me it wasn't that scary. Everybody else is saying it's really good. I just need to know.
You know why horror movies never really scared me, too? Because the reality of life is scarier.
Yeah,
why.
But a lot of them are based on true stories. The Exorcist was a true story, you know? So that's,
what?
I think, yeah, Texas Chainsaw Massacre was based on a true story.
What?
Yeah, The Conjuring is a true story.
For real?
Yes. That's what I'm saying. It's real life. Scary things happen.
It ain't as scary as Precious. Precious was scary. Now, that was an African-American horror
movie. All right,
movie.
I'm Angela Yee, and that's
for
your
Colored Girls,
report.
Lord have mercy. When Michael Ealy held that baby out the window, that was scary, damn it.
All right. That's your rumor report.
Yeah, and thank you, Revolt. And we got DJ Envy's People Choice Mix up next. I'm sure that text your message. What's the name of the song? Text your number.
Not text
will be the
your
first
message.
Song in the mix.
You are the worst. Can you get the name of his song right? Yes, I know a lot of you requested text your message, so we're going to get that one in the People's Choice Mix.
I thought it was text your number.
Oh, you got me messed up now. I'm saying it wrong. Damn it.
It's the Breakfast Club.